Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Ah! Okay. Whenever you're ready.
Oh, I'm surprised you didn't do it while I was singing.
You sang last time.
Oh, okay. Hello, folks.
Hey, everybody.
Welcome to the latest edition of Kinky and the Geek.
Yep. Sorry we missed last week.
I'll let her discuss her week. That week. That was a weird week for you.
Yeah.
Why is it weird 2 weeks?
It's been a two week weirdness, yeah.
And we won't even count the car breaking down twice.
Twice? Yeah.
And one of them not even being something the mechanic's ever seen before.
Yeah. The ignition switch, a tiny little piece in the ignition switch breaks off. It takes them starting at the starter, working their way back to find it. And he goes, yeah, I've never seen anything like this break like this before. Makes me go, oh, great, yeah, I love being the first timer on something.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, where do I start on the 2 weeks of...
Well, it starts with the news you got hit in the face with at first.
Oh, yeah. So, 2 weeks ago Friday, I almost lost my job. I laugh about it now because everything has worked out. It was nothing I did. But let's just say, that's as much as I really want to talk about that right now.
Yeah.
I thought I was getting laid off. I didn't. But it was definitely not putting me in a good mood.
Right, so we just ended up not recording. Actually, it was one of these days where our friend, Attila, we feel really bad about when she asked to play Star Wars and we saying no, because she's pretty much kind of trapped at home. She has no job. Although she is going back to school.
Yes, eventually.
Eventually.
Very soon, but
She's working on it. She's in the midst. She's got some stuff final. She got some stuff started.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it's...
Working on the financial aid.
The financial aid and all that. But,
But right now she's trapped at home most of the time. So when she asks if we want to play, it's like, how do we really tell her no?
Yeah. And then we just kept putting it off. And then this weekend was yard work weekend.
Yep.
Because we've been putting that off. Well, that and rain. You know, we were getting a good bit of rain.
Which is one of
the reasons why we needed to do the yard so much.
Because it had gotten 3 feet high?
I wouldn't say that high, but it was...
Two feet.
Yeah. It was kind of funny because it had grown up and there were so many little bugs that have made their little nests in there. And watching all the birds dive bomb the yard after we got done.
It was a free-for-all buffet. And they're still hanging around.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I had to let another one out of the garage today.
Yeah, that happened to you too!
This is the second time that's happened to me in the last couple of weeks.
Tuesday. It must have been Monday.
Yeah.
I get in the car and I notice there was a bird sitting on the rack of the garage door.
Yeah, same here. I was headed to Mom and Dad's for dinner and looked up and there was a bird sitting there and I'm like, well, how did you get in here? I mean, as soon as I opened the door, it's
right
gone.
Right on the door, yeah.
But, yeah, we keep getting birds stuck in the garage.
That's kind of funny.
Thankfully, we've been able to let them out, and they're okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, yeah, it's been an interesting couple of weeks. What else were we on? Saw Avengers. Absolutely loved it.
Loved it.
I mean, it follows what I guess you could call the Iron Man 2 curse, where it basically the only reason Iron Man 2 wasn't as good as Iron Man 1 is because it wasn't Iron Man 1.
And it was a transitional movie.
Right, yeah. It was one of those things where it sets up several different movies. Yeah.
It wasn't the high spectacular of the first one. It was a plot advancement. And that's what it needed to be. All of these movies have a long-term goal, and you're going to have a few along the way that they're good, they're not as good as others, but they advance the plot where you needed to go.
Although that is also part of the week of strangeness, because we get towards the climax of the movie is starting. You know, Ultron is revealing his ultimate plan,
and
the screen goes dark.
The sound didn't stop at first.
No, it went completely black, and then the picture kind of came back on, went away, and the soundtrack kept going.
Yeah.
There must have been some kind of...
there was a power surge there or something.
Yeah, because when we left after the movie was over, the lights, the closest to the...
The traffic lights were out.
So, yeah, there was a little...
So, yeah, but they were able to get it restarted, and it was okay. Most hilarious part was me and our friend and her daughter. They tell us 2 minutes and the movie will start back, and us making an absolute marathon run to the
bathroom.
And
you weren't the only ones, though. That's what was so funny, is you guys were not the only ones running to the restroom.
Literally running to the restroom.
And also the nice thing was is that the theater actually gave us free passes after that work.
Yes,
after
they did.
That too.
But Studio Movie Girl's always good about that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that wasn't their fault. Seeing the traffic lights out, and there's probably other businesses along the way that it affected. Not their fault. It happens.
Yeah, and so it.
But they made it. They made it good. They made it good, and that's why I love them.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why. Well, that's
one of my favorite theaters to go to.
Decent food. If you have one near, it seems. I think they're based out of Dallas.
Something like that.
There seems to be. If you go on, there seems to be a lot in Dallas and Texas. At least a lot in Texas. But yeah, plus it's a closer movie theater than anything else that we have.
Food's pretty good, and ticket prices are really good.
Yeah, when you're paying, $9.50 for, and that's full price compared to the $12.15.
And I have a discount code that we can use at any time.
Right, and we've got, but that's $12. The other places are between $12 and $15 a ticket, full price. It's a nice little place to go see a movie.
Hey, you can get alcohol.
Yes.
If you're 21 and up, you can have alcohol as you watch the movie.
The seats are nice.
Yeah.
They're assigned seating.
Mm-hmm.
Which is nice. So
that was the yay and part of the weirdness of that.
Yeah, because we also did, the day before was... Free Comic Book Day.
Yeah, and the day before that was Free Comic Book Day, which we were going to record, and then...
I just didn't pick up. It was something I thought about doing.
Yeah.
But didn't grab the recorder on the way out the door.
That was a fun day.
It was fun.
Got all but three of the comics off of my list.
Yeah.
And, you know...
Picked up some good stuff.
I still need to make another run over to Titans and see what they've got left. Because I want to see if I can get a couple of the baby comics for Little X-Man.
Right.
That's
one of the nice things is Titan does, you know, if they have some left. And what I really liked what Titan does is they limit you to three comics a person.
Which is fine.
But they actually had a box to where if you didn't want to use all of...
You could
donate the comics. I think they were even allowing if you wanted to do.
You could buy stuff
could
in the
buy
store
stuff
and donate.
And donate, and it was going to a library. Was it a library or
some kind of children's charity?
Charity. It was like a children's charity. Yeah.
It was a cool idea. Yeah, but they probably got a few left, and I'm going to see if they have some of the baby comics left because X-Man needs to start his collection. Leisha's going to be the cool aunt. I'm trying to teach him to say Leisha right now. He's not quite there yet.
Yeah, I can imagine.
He's got mama. And he knows how to scream mama.
Of course he does. These were the first ones you'd learn how to... Well, when it comes to parents. But I think that's more because if you think about it, it's easier of the two to...
Yeah, but some kids do say dada first. And the theory is, whichever one they say first is going to be the gender of the next kid.
Really?
They say that.
You just want a little girl so you can start dressing her up cute.
Well, I love Xander very, very much, but I have a ton of baby dresses back there left over from when me and my sister were kids. Somebody's got to wear them. Anyway.
Yeah, what else? What else?
It's going to be years and years and years and years and years down the road. Because I know my brother-in-law listens to this. I know. Years and years and years and years. I'm not pushing at all. Let's get Xander potty trained and able to help. And then we'll think about the next one. Okay.
So yeah, I mean, it is one of those things where you just you don't want to rush. The stuff.
Nope, definitely.
And then I pulled the trigger on something tonight that I kind of want to talk about because I want to help it keep us on track, because we were actually talking about it on when we were doing it and trying to get back into the health thing.
Yeah, we need to exercise more.
Yeah, you've been doing better with the diet. I've completely off on the diet, it seems like, and just can't seem to find that groove to get back into it. And I was doing so well. If you go back and listen to the old cast.
For a long time, you were doing better than I was. I wouldn't even say I'm really doing that good on the diet. I'm not sure what I'm doing. But
it's coming off slowly. So it's you're doing something.
I'm doing something, so I'm trying not to change things too much.
But we decided, because I had read about this and seen some things about it, and you had seen it, and then you had mentioned to me that you wanted, that this was something you thought about trying out.
Well, that I thought it sounded really cool. I mean, you know, hearing it advertised on a couple of the other podcasts I listened to, and, you know.
Well, for me, it was the video. But what we're talking about is, Diamond Dallas Page, who is a former wrestler, WCW wrestler. I don't think he ever made the switch to WWE.
I don't remember.
And although he does show up, I think he is part of it. No, he does do, because there was that one show we were watching, and he was the host of it. I think it was, or when I watched that one, it was like the history of DVD. Jesus, woman!
What? I said everything was coming through.
You need to filter that thing.
I know I need to filter it, okay? When it goes from babies to that, and then back to babies.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, he has now DDP Yoga. It seems it was something he started up after crushing, or basically having his L4 and L5
vertebrae
crush. And it seems to be working. Chris Jericho swears by it. I mean, it's the one thing keeping him in the ring.
Yeah.
There's a video that you find, and it's this guy who was a paratrooper who had basically fucked up his legs and back on one too many jumps, basically.
Yeah.
And he had gained a lot of weight, and he was having to use two crutches and have back brace and a knee brace. And you see this video of him doing this and the transformation he goes, and he's been told you're never going to walk again without an aid. And you start off watching him to where he can't even do like a simple warrior's pose without falling over.
But he keeps at it.
He keeps at it, and he's now, you know, running. You know, running upright with...
I don't think he had any braces on.
It didn't look like it.
Yeah. So
we've decided, and I've made her promise.
No, I'm in.
That I pull the trigger on it. Now, she can pay me half if she wants. But I basically told her, you know what? You give me, I do this. I'll get us a couple of mats. I can get some mats at work cheap. But you have to promise me. You have to be the one to poke us and keep us going.
20 minutes a day, at least 3 times a week.
At least 3 times a week. That's what they say. If not more. If not more. That seems to be the basis of it.
Three times a week may be a good starting point. Maybe we increase it.
Right.
But yeah.
And we want to use the podcast to kind of use it as.
Talk about our progress.
Yeah, talk about our project. Get us to keep on track. Hopefully you listeners will be the ones that help us keep going.
At the very least, listen to us and...
root us on.
Yeah.
So
we need to do this.
Really do. I'm getting ready to turn 46 in 2 weeks, or a week. A little over a week.
I've had to drop out of martial arts for... some of it being physical reasons, some of it mental, that I need to get over myself. But I'm hoping maybe
hell,
this...
if we get into good enough shape, I'll go, and then we can keep my schedule the way it is. I'll join you. I'll go and start...
I can get myself back in better, a little better shape, and maybe get my confidence up, and, you know, I was training for my yellow belt, and I'd still like to get it.
Yeah?
Sorry, I'm getting a little emotional here.
A little emotional. Okay, well, yeah. With that said, we've picked up some stuff to read. Now I'm going to do what we got one geek thing to do.
Yeah.
This is a BuzzFeed little listing, and they're always good for this. And they come with pictures. And we'll have it, so you can at least see the pictures we'll have. And it's called 36 Things That Will Always Happen at a Comic Convention. Number one, the train to the convention center will be a humbling experience. Your journey will be an unofficial crossover of universes and infinite worlds that no one cleared with Lucasfilm. The picture of a dude in a homemade Doctor Doom outfit on probably one of the New York trains. Number two, the line to get in will be a swear to God longer than your whole life summed up into this point. You will forget what not being in queue feels like.
Yeah, that's not too far off.
Three, but the queue will not be your regular civilian queue.
Is that a Deadpool
conga line? It's a Deadpool conga line, including a cat pool and a French maid pool.
That's actually canon from the comics.
It goes, so there's like a special detergent or something that stops the black from running into the red. Four, there will be someone wearing a t-shirt advertising free hugs.
Or holding a sign.
There will be at least one. There always is. They'll be playing ukulele while you wait, regardless of your facial expression.
Okay.
Five, you'll overhear someone pretending they don't want to be there.
Yeah.
They totally want to be here. Six, you'll get so excited once you finally get in that you'll buy something huge and have to carry it all day. Did you really need that 14-inch coleslaw doll? Did you? The answer is yes. If you can't see a person of authority, authority will always default to whoever came dressed as a person with the most authority. These guys will definitely know where the bathroom is.
Couple of stormtroopers.
Yes. You'll go, hey, where did all the comics go? And then find them in some marginalized room near the toilets. They got demoted to minor cheese when movies happened.
Yeah.
At Comic-Con, yeah, it seems to be... Oh, well, maybe not the comics as much as the artists.
True.
From what I've heard, Artist Alley has gotten smaller and smaller at San Diego. Because of all that. Nine, you will see a comic you destroyed as a kid hanging in a sealed bag with a price tag that has several zeros on it.
Actually, no, I've never seen that happen. But then again, I never destroyed any comics. All of mine were neatly categorized and boxed, and some of them bagged.
That's because, honey, you are young enough to have begun at the really big collecting trade hubbub of the late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah, but for me it was never, you know, think about, well, what will this cost one day? It was, I have this, I must protect it so that I can have it later.
But again, you have to remember, before then, most people...
It was the collecting. So, yeah.
Okay, number 10, you will try to survive on Haribo.
Oh, Haribo. The gummy bears.
Gummy bears, okay.
They make all kinds of gummy stuff. Yeah.
Terrible. This is possible on a day pass, but not a weekend pass. You will miss out on meeting some of your goddamn personal heroes because you're away getting a goddamn pretzel.
Maybe.
12. You will sit beside a man hastily and noisily sewing the last bits of his costume together during a panel.
Yep. Seen it.
Shit, been in line with him. There were people. There was funny when Dragon Con did their the barcode thing and made it so faster. People actually did. There were some people who were like, complaining. Hey, I used to finish costumes in line while waiting for
I used to find my date for the weekend in this line. Yeah.
You won't explicitly ask if it's a sex thing, but you'll make a mental note to Google it later.
Oh.
No. No, you won't.
No, you probably shouldn't.
Yeah. 13. An actor who played a minor role in a big film will suffer a public heartbreak on stage. First Q and Q&A will be, tap tap. Which guy were you?
Aww.
No, actually, I've never seen that. Yeah, I mean, everybody might go, and even if they do have a minor role, most people know who the hell they are.
Or somebody does.
Uh-huh. Or you wouldn't have a room full of people wanting to listen to them.
Exactly.
Someone will ask a question in a Q&A that is actually a long story about themselves, and the answer will be silence.
Once or twice I've seen that.
Yeah, I have seen that.
But usually the panels I've been to, they're pretty good about finding some kind of nice answer.
Right, or they usually... Well, there was the whole thing about how there was a lesbian who got up who was very upset that at the end of Warehouse 13 that Micah didn't end up with HG.
Yeah,
and ended up with Pete instead.
Well.
So, and was actually told not to ask that question.
Yeah, and did it anyway.
So.
Yeah.
A panel will be canceled because it didn't have enough women in it, and the man who called for it to be canceled will think he's Jesus. Actual footage of him checking Twitter in his hotel room. Which is actually, that's from Black Books.
Yeah. What? I've never heard of that happening.
Never seen it happen, no. I have no idea what that is. Although that is a funny scene in Black Books.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Like, he basically accidentally swallows. He wants the little book of calm.
And he swallows it?
He accidentally swallows it and starts quoting it, almost like Jesus.
Okay, then.
Yeah. It's funny. If you haven't seen Black Books, please. It's a hilarious.
It is pretty interesting.
It's a British sitcom with Bill Bailey in it. There will be a lot of this, which is a picture of Khaleesi and
Khal
Drogo. Very decent. And a lot of that. And it's a quote unquote fat Spider-Man and black cat.
They look fine.
Great costumes, yeah.
Great. They're well done costumes. Uh-huh.
And some of this, which is a picture for, I guess this is a froggy or something.
One of the photo shoots. It's like Wizard World. So.
Yeah. These people had $400 to blow to see David Tennant.
Yeah.
I can't believe he charges. And at least be five of these. And it's, a really good death from the Neil Gaiman Sandman series.
I don't read Sandman. I know who that is.
Right. I need to find the trade because I missed. They had the Death, the High Cost of Living. I got issues one and I got issue three.
Yeah, because I want to read it. Believe me, that's what on my list of must reads. I just haven't got my hands on it.
Right. This guy won't take his coat off when he gets inside. Is a dude dressed as the Punisher. With a long coat on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's what... If you have a long coat on, it's part of your costume. You don't take it off.
Exactly.
That's what heat gear's for.
Exactly.
Number 21, weekend pass equals more than one costume.
Of course it does. You have to change clothes.
Shit, there are people who... There are
people that do multiple costumes in one day. I've been known to do a couple of costumes in a day.
22, day pass equals less than one costume. The guy dressed as a guy who should be dressed as a Spartan.
Yeah, I think it's even supposed to be Leonidas.
Who's
the top of the helmet? Oh, maybe it's just Spartan.
It's just yeah.
But still, yeah.
And there will be many Leias, like an onion. I'm not sure what the like an onion is. And it's basically as a woman dressed in the slave Leia outfit. Yeah, there will be. You can't go home until you've at least seen 10 gold ones. Yeah, there are a lot of the slave Leias, and you'll see different variants of the slave Leias. There's a group of them, I think, that did one con where it was a whole different... Basically, they did Disney princesses versions of the slave Leia outfits.
Yeah. Well, Leia is now technically a Disney princess.
Princess, yeah. Number 24, there will be a tiny Darth Vader.
Yes, yeah? I've seen several. They're always so tiny, adorable. Yeah,
tiny stormtroopers, tiny Boba Fetts.
Yeah, love them. Love them.
You will see an entire family cosplay.
Yes, I have before.
Yep. This is what? It's a family. It's a kids dressed as Batman and Harley, and then the husband and wife are the Joker and Penguin.
That's pretty well done, too.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, I kind of like the family ones. They tend to come up with really creative stuff.
Yeah.
Like the time at Dragon Con where we saw the couple that was dressed as Wash and Zoe.
And their children were little Wash and Zoe,
and it was so cute.
Number 26, you will regret your footwear. I stare at you.
You know, that first convention was not my fault. The shuttle never fucking showed up to pick us up. Those were not supposed to be walking shoes.
I know. I'm just saying. I'm not saying you,
Yeah.
It was your fault. True. I'm just saying you've had it happen to you.
Multiple times, actually.
27. You will miss a lot of stuff when you want to see because you'll be in an alleyway taking important photographs.
That's an important photograph.
Yeah. You'll be invited to a room party that smells. Oh, 28. You'll be invited to a room party that smells. Sorry, she's laughing at that. Usually, it's a gift from the IT crowd.
I was just laughing at the room party that smells weird. I'm like, yeah, it's happened. Been there.
29. Day 2 of your weekend pass will basically be a write off because of hangovers.
Well, no, but then again, I've never had a hangover.
Right. 30, two cartoonists will get into what we assume is a fight. Years later, people will be wondering what cartoonists fight about. Girls or color guys, who knows? 31, you will meet someone from Stargate, Star Trek, TNG, a lesser-known ape, or a minor Goonie.
Maybe.
Yeah, and if you're lucky, you'll meet a major Goonie, or shake hands with the Beastmaster as he walks through the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Or Chris Hardwick when he comes back to say hello after you've waved to him when he went to go give people coffee.
Yeah, that was awesome.
32, you'll meet Lou Ferrigno in your hotel lobby.
No, but you'll probably meet
you probably will see him and he'll say it's $20 to talk to him.
Probably.
33, you will see someone you've admired for years looking lost and you're too shy to help them.
Probably. No, maybe not.
34, you'll get smacked in the face with a styrofoam sword or plastic lightsaber or poked in the eye by wings. That's added on. They don't have that one, but...
or scratch your eye with your badge.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you and you know who you are.
35, you will collect all and any swag people offer you for getting it that you have to carry it home.
Yeah, wow, some of the stuff we've gotten from Need Coffee and then like, oh wait, we have to get this home. We've gotten it all home.
Yes.
Creatively.
Yes, 36. You will get sick, but you will die happy. No way avoiding con crud. You're sharing this with fellow fans, comic book creators, and probably the actress you like in Game of Thrones.
Yep, Concrud is at some point an inevitability.
Yes.
That one Chatticon where we forgot to take water. Oh, how sick were we when we got home?
Oh, I don't even want to say.
Worth it.
I don't know.
Pretty worth it.
The 3:30 in the morning butt throw up. No, it is not diarrhea. It was butt throw up. Yeah. It was like a cork popped.
Yeah.
Felt better afterwards. But yeah. Oh my god.
Ah, Concrud.
How we made it home on
Gatorade.
Yeah.
We stopped for Gatorade.
Okay. So, I got a couple other things. We'll get into the sexy, sexy time stuff now.
Yeah.
You've got actual articles, so I'll go with these. These are two little short things I have.
Well, I have a short thing and an article, but it's even not a very long article.
All right. But the Playboy or the Chive one first?
Well, let's just go with the Chive one since you have it pulled up.
Okay. This is random, bizarre, and bizarre facts about sex you might not have known. Okay. Even though the male orgasm seems to get a lot of attention, turns out women get the last laugh when it comes to climaxing. The average female orgasm lasts 20 seconds, minus 14 seconds longer than the male, 14 seconds longer than the male's 6-second one.
I've timed it at 30 seconds before.
Forget post bump ugly pump. Oh, sorry. Forget post bump and uglies cuddling. According to a poll conducted by consumer electronics sites RetroV.com, 36 of the people under the age of 35 check their Facebook or Twitter after sex.
I've never done that. I wouldn't do that. I've normally gotta get my wits back about me. Yeah.
Let's see, number...
Being under 35, I can say that.
3. The average woman will have sex more than 3,000 times over the course of her reproductive years. We need to up that.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Number 4. Sneezing, along with orgasms, are the only physiological responses that cannot be voluntarily stopped once they have started.
Yeah. I mean, with an orgasm, you can get to a certain point where you can stop it, but once you get over that, yeah.
5. 4 popes have died during sex.
Hey, wait a second. But the
you have to remember, back in the medieval times, they weren't exactly,
Bad Pope.
6. Bad Pope, no altar boy?
Yeah.
Or too much altar boy?
Or too much altar boy. you just put bad thoughts in my head. Bad.
I don't think I have to put bad thoughts in your head.
Well, I mean, there was that picture earlier on my screensaver.
Right. This is one of the weirdest sex facts that most of us have not heard of before. During intercourse, your nose swells. What is it? Your nose swells just like your breasts and genitals will. This is the most notably due to the increase of blood flow while having intercourse.
I don't know if they're going to get to the lips thing there either.
7. According to studies from the University of Groningen of the Netherlands, the amygdala.
Amygdala, yeah.
Okay, the amygdala. I've never seen it spelled. That's why it threw me off.
Yeah, it took me a second. I had to read the stuff in the parentheses. I'm like,
The part of the brain involved in fear and anxiety shuts down during a female orgasm.
Pretty much everything shuts down.
8. The German word for contraceptive is a fucking long-ass word I'm not going to say. By the time you finish saying it, it's too late.
They've got to have some kind of slang for that.
I mean, you tell me how long that
was. That word is like 3 inches long, and that's in a small font.
Yes.
Wow.
It is at least 20 letters long.
Wow. They've got to have some kind of slang for that.
I hope so.
For their own sakes, I hope they do.
Yeah, 9. A female chimpanzee in a fit of passion has a strength of 6 men.
Mm-hmm.
10. The G-spot was nearly called the Whipple Tickle after Professor Beverly Whipple, who coined the expression we know today. Fuck. Whipple Tickle. It is now called the Whipple Tickle. 11. People who are open about talking about sex are happier with their sex lives, according to Live Science. which will be interesting since the article you have.
Mm.
12. Think men get laid more than women? Think again. According to Men's Fitness, women have sex 17% more often than the average male. Well, it's kind of since they're usually the ones that control who's having the sex. Okay, 13. For those wondering about if their grandparents and great-grandparents still have sexual intercourse, the overwhelming answer is yes.
I know, I walked in on mine one time.
Approximately one-third the women in their 80s continue to have sex with their husbands or boyfriends, so long as they're both in good enough physical health to do so.
Yeah. I don't have any grandparents left. 14. But yeah.
Telling a convincing lie to someone is much more difficult when you find them sexually attractive.
Yeah, I imagine so.
15. There are, about 100 million couples around the world have sex every day. This means around 65,000 couples are having sex right now. People are still having sex. 18. 85% of the women are very satisfied with their partner's penis size.
Yup.
17. Women who are prone to migraines tend to have higher sex drives than those who are not.
I'm not sure. I have migraines, so I don't know.
18. Some people are wired to have more sex than others. Scientists are not sure why this is, but it is true in both male and female. Some will want it more, while others will want it less, depending on how their brain is wired.
Hmm.
19. Orgasms are good for your health. They can lower a woman's risk of heart disease, stroke, breast cancer, and even depression.
Very cool.
20.
Ooh. Nice picture.
Yes, it's the chive. So they have some very interesting pictures when it comes to this. Sex counts as a workout. 30 minutes of active sex will help you burn around 200 calories. And 21, 7 Viagra tablets are sold every second.
Hey, if it works for you, it works for you.
Yep. And I'll do my last one here. This is a funny one. I've read it before, but she hasn't yet. It's on Playboy. It is the unspoken rules of sex. See if you agree with these. 1. 50% of the time, a woman saying, "Don't stop, I'm about to come," will make you come and ruin her orgasm. It's a cruel glitch that hasn't been patched.
I've heard that one before.
2. Wash your genitals.
Yeah.
3. Don't lie about being on the pill.
That's just mean.
4. There's a difference between fetish and felony. The difference between fetish and felony is checking beforehand.
Well, yeah. Consent.
If you're using anal beads, do not pull them out and say the winning Powerball numbers are...
Those are not allowed in our household.
No, we get robbed when we have them.
We tend to.
As a guy, it's an unspoken law to alert your partner before you come. 7. Don't blow into the vagina.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, 8. If you fart whilst receiving a blowjob and they keep going like nothing happened, you're required to buy your partner something shiny and valuable.
I'm going to remember that.
Take a pee after you have sex. It'll help prevent infections.
Yeah.
1 does not just oops it in the back door.
No. Fun, but no.
If you receive oral, you should return the favor. 12, there are a lot of weird noises. Get over it.
Yeah.
13, if she says don't pull out, absolutely pull out. 14, if she asks who your fantasy fuck is, don't say his or her best friend.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
Cut slash file your nails before fingering.
Please.
Take off your fucking socks.
Why? I don't get that one.
This is just. 17. When switching from any position to talking style, do not yell beast mode!
Why not? Again, I don't get it.
No, I get it. At 18, don't forget to include a tip when you pay. I thought that would be a fun one.
That was good.
Oh, Lordy. Okay.
Okay. Well, do you want to do my article?
Let's do the article. I thought this was kind of funny because the article you have right now is one they were talking about last night on the Nightly.
Yeah, I guess it is, yeah. Okay, from HuffPost Women. Having more sex won't necessarily make you happier, suggest hope-crushing study. Academic studies can be fascinating and totally confusing, so we decided to strip away all the scientific jargon and break them down for you. First, the background. When it comes to sex, people often think the more the better. If you're having fun, why not? Researchers often take that one step further, suggesting the more sex you have, the happier you'll be. Considering all of the health and mood benefits of orgasms, this sounds logical enough, but research has yet to establish that having more sex actually causes people to experience a boost in happiness.
Okay.
The setup. Researchers from Carnegie Mellon University recruited 64 married heterosexual couples between the ages of 35 and 65, asked how much sex they were having, and told half of those couples to double their sexual activity for the duration of a 90-day study. The second group of couples were told to do anything regarding their sexual lives. Couples who reported significant health problems, pain during intercourse, or negative sexual tension in their relationship were excluded from the study, understandably. To keep track of how often the couples had sex and their happiness, the researchers had all the couples answer 10-minute surveys every morning during the study. The findings. The couples in the Double Your Sex group followed instructions perfectly and did just that. As for the accompanying boost in happiness the researchers suspected they'd find, there was none. Dutifully having more sex actually made the couples slightly less happy, and even reduced their desire and enjoyment for sex. Instead, happiness is linked to how close partners felt to one another and whether or not the sex they were having was enjoyable. The researchers had some concerns about these findings, though, since the couples in the study's test group weren't getting it on voluntarily. They were doing it because it was a requirement for participation. The excitement-dampening effects, as the researchers put it, may have caused the couples to lose motivation for sex, which could have lessened the enjoyment they had from it. Thus, no subsequent lift in well-being.
Right. I mean, I think it's almost like once it becomes a chore, a duty, it becomes, because you see that a lot when it comes to couples that are trying to conceive.
True.
They're trying and they're having more sex, but it's become more of a task you have to do, and you have to do it within this window.
Right. I mean, you see those shows where, they're trying to conceive and she's got her ovulation thing and she's like, we gotta go now.
Right.
I can see that. The takeaway. This new research doesn't mean that more sex can't cause people to become happier. It just means that upping the frequency of the physical act alone isn't the key. If couples feel compelled to do it more often, say because they read dogmatic article after dogmatic article directing them to do so, that might just set them up for failure. If they're having sex when you and your partner both want to have it and the sex is good, then you'll probably be happier. There's no need to force it or stress out if you're not riding the sex every night wave.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, it does seem, it seems like if it becomes a chore that you're having to do, then yeah, of course you're not going to be happy about it. Yeah.
So that's that article. And then my next thing was just, I'm not normally a liberal kind of person.
Right.
This does come from something called Liberals Unite, and a high school friend of mine had put this up on Facebook, and I just thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, it is. It's very funny.
Karma.
Because you know what? You don't have hate. Well, you know what? You say it, and it's.
I'll read the article. Yeah. Religious hate group forgets to renew domain name. Now it redirects to hardcore gay sex. In a hilarious turn of events, hateful and homophobic pastor Randy Bryson of the Open Door Baptist Church in Everly, South Carolina, forgot to renew this hate group's website domain name. A gay rights activist saw an opportunity and snatched it, turning the tables completely upside down on Bryson and company. Bryson and his followers have a reputation for picketing gay-friendly events and college campuses, brandishing signs damning all unclean homosexuals straight to hell. Statements such as, "Fear God," and "America, God hates your sin," bark out in black and white and red in their clenched hands. Their website, warningsofwrath.com, is featured on all their signs and used to direct visitors to the church's website. Now visitors to the site are treated to a giant wall of hardcore gay site. The content features skinheads involved in obscene acts and more. I have not gone there. I'm not going to go there.
Yeah, because you don't like your gay sex reel.
Oh, there's that. And then, plus, I'm worried about what else might be there.
Right.
The STDs of the internet. You never know.
Yeah.
I'm picky about where I go for my porn. Okay. The anonymous activist had this to say about this move. They condemned gays and rock music outside Carolina Rebellion. I brought the expired domain on their signs and pointed it to a game porn of people who probably like rock music. Fair? Yeah. Fair indeed. The best part of the joke? Wondering how long it took them to figure out that they were what they were advertising. But we doubt many pay them mind anyway. Recent Gallup polls show 55% of America is supporting gay marriage, with 8 in 10 young adults in favor of gay marriage alone. The times are changing. Bryson and the flock now have no more than a desperate and dying breed of intolerance. Oh, okay. There is pictures at the end of what it looked like before and what it looks like after. So, I just thought that was hilarious.
That is rather funny.
You know, not normally a place I would have gone, but my friend linked that up, and I was just like, okay, I think I have to share this. So, I think it's just a little bit of karma.
Yeah.
A little bit of karma.
I think so.
So, there.
And on that note, I think we might as well go ahead and wrap it up for tonight.
Yeah.
Again, if you love us, if you hate us, if you think that hateful sex is the best kind of sex... you know where to reach us. We are kinkyandthegeek@gmail.com.
kinkyandthegeek@wordpress.com.
We are kinkyandthegeek on Twitter.
And Facebook.
And FetLife. But not Instagram or Tumblr. No.
I could work on that.
No.
Hey, I've already got one Tumblr. No. It wouldn't be that hard to... Yeah, I don't really see us being on Instagram, because what have we got to share on Instagram?
True. I don't know if I want to be on Instagram.
Besides, I'm maybe about to have to take over the social media thing at work, and we have an Instagram now.
So, okay. Again, this is where we look at each other, put our hands together, and pray. Be good.
Be good at it.
Bye.
Bye.